Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
So we're diving into GLP-1 receptor agonists today. You know, medications like Ozempic and Wegovy. You've been researching them for type 2 diabetes and weight loss, so you already know they're pretty amazing.
They are.
But did you know they also seem to have a surprising impact on your gut microbiome?
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Today, we're going deep into this connection and exploring how these tiny microbes might hold the key to unlocking even greater, longer-lasting health benefits.
What's really fascinating here is that the impact on the gut microbiome could have far more reaching implications than we initially thought.
Okay, so we already know these medications mimic a naturally occurring hormone called GLP-1 to regulate blood sugar and increase feelings of fullness.
Right.
But what's the connection to the gut microbiome?
Well, understand that we need to think about what's happening in the gut. Your gut microbiome, that bustling community of trillions of bacteria, fungi, and other microorganisms, plays a critical role in your overall health, not just digestion.
Right.
We're talking about everything from breaking down food and synthesizing vitamins to training your immune system and even influencing how your body processes energy.
So it's not just about digestion. These microbes are influencing our health in countless ways. And now we're discovering that GLP-1 RA medications might actually be able to positively influence the types of bacteria thriving in the gut.
Precisely. And that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Research suggests that GLP-1 RA medications might work like a gardener tending to their plants, helping the good bacteria to flourish while keeping the bad ones in check.
So tell me more about how that works. How can a medication designed to regulate blood sugar have such a significant impact on what's happening in our gut?
It seems to be a combination of factors.
Okay.
For one, GLP-1 RA medications slow down digestion, which means food stays in your stomach longer, giving those beneficial bacteria more time to work their magic.
Uh-huh.
Imagine eating a meal. GLP-1 RAs help slow the passage of food from your stomach into your intestines, which gives those gut bacteria more time to break down fiber and produce beneficial short-chain fatty acids.
It's fascinating how something that seems so simple, slowing down digestion, can have such a ripple effect on the gut microbiome.
Exactly. And beyond that, we know that these medications improve the body's response to insulin, which, as you know, plays a crucial role in energy balance. And this, too, can directly impact the types of bacteria that thrive in your gut.
So by improving insulin sensitivity, GLP-1 RA medications are indirectly creating a more hospitable environment for the beneficial bacteria.
Yes, and we can't forget about inflammation. Chronic inflammation is a major driver of imbalance in the gut microbiome, and some studies suggest that GLP-1 RA medications might have anti-inflammatory effects, which could help create a healthier gut environment overall.
So it's not just one thing. It's this multifaceted approach to improving gut health, slowing down digestion, enhancing insulin sensitivity, and potentially reducing inflammation.
Yeah.
Given all of this, it makes you wonder what the implications are for weight management, since we know our gut microbiome plays a key role there, too.
It's a crucial point. Your gut microbiome has a big influence on how your body handles fat, how it processes it, stores it, even how it extracts calories from food. And this is where the connection between GLP-1 RA medications and the gut microbiome gets really compelling, especially for long-term weight management.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this connection.
Think of it this way. If these medications can shift the balance of our gut bacteria towards a healthier profile, that could have a significant impact on our ability to not just lose weight, but keep it off. Some bacteria are very efficient at breaking down food and extracting calories, while others might actually help prevent fat storage.
So are you saying that taking a GLP-1 RA medication could make you less efficient at absorbing calories from food?
That's what some of the research suggests. GLP-1 RA medications might encourage the growth of bacteria that are less efficient at extracting calories, meaning your body absorbs fewer calories overall. But it's not just about calorie absorption. Certain gut bacteria can actually produce compounds that directly influence your appetite and those pesky cravings. A healthier gut microbiome, one that's being supported by GLP-1 RA treatment, might reduce the production of those hunger-inducing compounds.
Wow, so not only are we potentially looking at reducing the number of calories absorbed, but we're also talking about feeling fuller for longer and resisting those cravings. That really is a game changer when it comes to weight management.
It is. And we haven't even touched on the metabolic benefits yet. Remember those short-chain fatty acids, or SCFAs, we talked about earlier? Those are produced when your good gut bacteria ferment fiber, and they have a wide range of positive effects on your metabolism, from reducing inflammation to improving insulin sensitivity and even boosting your metabolism.
It's amazing how one thing impacts another. These medications potentially boosting those beneficial bacteria, which then produce compounds that benefit the entire body.
Yeah.
What's the research showing in terms of specific bacteria?
Well, some exciting findings are coming out, though research is still ongoing. For instance, animal studies have shown that GLP-1 array medications can significantly alter the gut microbiota, leading to increases in beneficial bacteria like Akkermansia.
Akkermansia, that rings a bell. Remind me about that one.
It's a type of bacteria that's been getting a lot of attention lately, and for good reason. It's been linked to healthier body weight and improved metabolic health. What's really fascinating is that studies are showing GLP-1 array medications might actually be able to boost Akkermansia levels in the gut.
That's incredible. So it's not just theory. We're actually starting to see evidence for this in studies.
Yes. It's not just animal studies.
Yeah.
Human clinical trials are showing similar results. For example, some people who lost weight on liraglutide, another GLP-1 array medication, were found to have positive shifts in their gut bacteria linked to better blood sugar control and less inflammation. That's huge.
That really is significant. Are there any implications here for personalized medicine?
Absolutely. When we think about personalized medicine tailoring treatments to an individual, the gut microbiome is incredibly important. Every person's gut microbiome is unique, like a fingerprint. No two are exactly alike.
Yeah.
This means different people might respond differently to GLP-1A medications based on the specific makeup of their gut bacteria.
So what you're saying is what works wonders for one person might not be as impactful for someone else.
Exactly. And that's what makes this field so exciting. As we learn more about this complex relationship between GLP-1A medications and the gut microbiome, we get closer to developing truly personalized treatment plans.
That's incredible. Imagine if your doctor could analyze your gut microbiome to figure out which GLP-1 array medication or even the right dosage would be the most effective for you. It would be like having a roadmap to better health based on your unique gut.
Precisely.
Mm.
And it goes beyond just choosing the right medication. We could develop targeted strategies for optimizing gut health alongside treatment, further enhancing the medication's effectiveness.
What kind of strategies are we talking about here?
Well, think about probiotics, for example. Those supplements that contain live bacteria that are intended to improve your gut health, we might be able to identify specific strains of probiotics that could work really well with GLP-1 early medications to create an even healthier, more balanced gut microbiome that amplifies the drug's metabolic benefits.
It's like giving your gut the tools it needs to thrive.
Exactly. Or think about prebiotics, those specialized plant fibers that act like food for the good bacteria in your gut. By incorporating prebiotics into someone's diet alongside their medication, we could potentially create a perfect environment for those beneficial bacteria to flourish.
It's incredible to think about the possibilities, a whole new world of personalized medicine where we can really personalize treatments around an individual's gut microbiome. It seems like we've shifted from this one-size-fits-all model to something far more individualized, which is really exciting.
It really is a paradigm shift. And this connection between GLP-1 array medications and the gut microbiome really highlights how important it is to think beyond just the medication itself. It's about looking at the bigger picture, how our gut microbiome impacts our overall health, and then asking ourselves how we can best support it.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it, this whole hidden world inside us impacting our health in ways we never even imagined.
It really does underscore the fact that we are complex ecosystems, constantly interacting with the trillions of microorganisms that live within us.
And as we've been discussing, this connection between GLP-1 air medications and the gut microbiome, how it impacts everything from blood sugar control and weight management to our overall health, it's really just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Absolutely. And it's a puzzle that's constantly evolving. There's still so much we don't know about the gut microbiome, but the research that's emerging is incredibly promising.
And what's even more interesting is that GLP-1 array medications were initially designed to regulate blood sugar. So if these medications can have such a significant impact on our gut bacteria, it makes you wonder what other lifestyle factors might be influencing this hidden world inside us.
That's a great point. We tend to think of our gut microbiome as this mysterious thing, but in reality, it's remarkably responsive to the choices we make each and every day.
Right. Everything from the foods we eat and how well we sleep to our stress levels and the medications we take, they all have the potential to change the landscape of our gut microbiome.
And as we've discussed, those changes in the gut microbiome can have a ripple effect throughout the entire body, impacting things like metabolism, immunity, and even mental health.
That's a really powerful reminder that we have more control than we often realize. If taking a medication can influence our gut, imagine the impact our lifestyle choices are having.
Precisely. And while more research is always being done, what we know right now is already incredibly valuable. By making conscious choices to support a healthy, balanced gut microbiome, we might be able to unlock an entirely new level of well-being.
It sounds like we've reached a turning point in how we view health, moving away from this one-size-fits-all approach to something that's more personalized, more holistic. And the research around GLP-1 array medications and the gut microbiome is a perfect example of this shift. As you continue your deep dive into this area, remember to keep the bigger picture in mind. It's not just about the medications themselves. It's about understanding this interconnectedness and how we can support our gut health for better overall well-being.
It's a fascinating time to be exploring this area of human health, and the future is incredibly exciting.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating connection between GLP-1 medications and the gut microbiome. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.